Not doing that one yet. You want to actually do the show intro?
Yeah, sure.
You're not doing it. That's my thing.
Now that you told me not to, I have to. You shouldn't have told me not to.
It's my thing.
Now I have to do it because you told me not to.
Do it for the intro. Do it for the fake intro.
I'm not doing it for the fake intro.
Do it for the fake intro.
Do it for the real intro.
Do it for the fake intro.
No.
I think I have the power of the recording here.
Start the show.
As they say in hockey, let's do that hockey.
Ooh, welcome to another edition of the Power Play Podcast. I am your host, the one and only Vinny Milani, alongside Anthony, the backup. How the hell are you, buddy?
Fantastic. It's Friday evening. Just got off work a little bit ago. Came right here, ready to talk some hockey.
It's good to have you back, you know.
It's great to be back in the People Studio. Hockey is right around the corner. We have a lot to go over today.
So much.
I'm super pumped. We have a lot of good things lined up.
I feel like most people are thinking that we're just going to run out of stuff, but we're the Power Play Podcast. We never run out of content.
I could
ever
talk hockey all day long, 24/7, 365.
100%. We've got a great show ahead of us, folks. Don't forget to follow us on all of our social media platforms at the Power Play Podcast. And if you're listening on iTunes, don't forget we are on SoundCloud, Player FM, Stitcher, Spotify. If you're listening on any of those, we are all over the podcast platform universe. So check us out. We are at the Power Play Podcast. Drop us a 5-star review and let us know what you think of the show. Also, buddy, I've got some big news here.
Let's go.
I've got some huge news here for myself, for the show, for the hockey world in Jacksonville.
You're pregnant.
I am not pregnant. Ugh. I am not pregnant.
Damn it.
Close. Very close.
What is it?
So I have been invited to take part in the 8th annual Hockey for the House, Ronald McDonald House Charities hockey event that is taking place on August 31st at 4 p.m. All the proceeds go to the Ronald McDonald House, which is a charity that provides lodging, meals, transportation, and a community of care to critically ill children and their families who need to be near a hospital. It is a great charity. It's going to be a great time skating with all the boys.
Everyone come out on the 34th for some good hockey.
August 31st.
Mark it in your calendars.
August 31st, 4 p.m. at the Jacksonville Ice and Sportsplex. It is $10 to get in. And like I said, the money is going to a great cause. Come support the charity. Come support your boy. Come support the podcast. We'll be there. We'll be rocking. Anthony, are you ready to get the show on the road?
Let's go.
It is now time for the Pims of the Week.
Pims of the Week.
Yeah, we're already on the same page.
Pims of the Week. Oh, this is perfect. Pims of the Week.
You know, that gets me every time. I was just on
It makes me miss Brett every time.
I was just on the show. Don't forget to check that out.
If you were on our Twitter, Vinny, you'd know that I, from our page, retweeted you on the show.
Buddy, sometimes you're not even on our Twitter, so you better settle down over there.
Are you kidding me, dude? I'm all over the Twitter.
Buddy, we literally had a pim for you not being on the Twitter.
Okay, we had a pim for me not posting the setup of the week.
So you weren't on Twitter.
I was active on Twitter.
But you weren't on Twitter posting setup of the week.
I was active doing other things, bro.
Okay, for sure. So 2 minutes is not going to you this time, because I think 2 minutes was you last week. I don't remember.
2 minutes is always me, and you're always your own start, Vinny.
That's fair.
I'm always the 2 minutes, and you're always your own start. So I don't...
The 2 minutes is going to the current Pims leader on the show, the NHL franchise. They have released a new trailer that was 24 minutes long. 24 minutes long. That's not the reason, though, that it's going into the 2 minute category here. The trailer was for the upcoming franchise mode in NHL 20 and its new, quote, upgrades that they put in. And if you are a video game person and you are a sports video game person, you know that in just about literally in every sports video game, you have coaches, you have realistic coaches that are real life and in the world of the sport that you're playing in. The NHL franchise has not done that, and now they're finally doing it. But now they're finally allowing coaches with cool names on it, but not even the coaches that are in the actual NHL. None of the coaches that are in the new NHL 20 are real people, but you get to play as you get to like control what they say and do. They just couldn't, I guess they may not have been able to get the licensing for it or something. I don't know. It's just a two because maybe there is some complications with getting the rights. But figure it out. Every other sport has real coaches in it. NHL, this is a step in the right direction. But also not the step in the right direction.
It could have been if they actually did their due diligence, get the coaches in the game, do what they have to do to make it realistic like Madden does.
I mean, it's not that hard.
It's not. If Madden can do it. Also, okay, can you confirm or deny this?
Confirmed.
Okay, I only play NHL. I'm only playing NHL 18.
Yeah, you're outdated.
I never got 19.
You are way back.
But I heard that in 19, they don't have the arena names. Is this true?
You know, I cannot deny or confirm that, though. If you
someone tweeted us and say that, because I saw that, like, people, I love, one of my favorite things to do is to go, like, look at a comment thread on, like, a post and just look at everyone fighting each other. Like, you're a piece of shit. Like, you're like
scumbags.
Yeah, yeah. They at whoever and then tell them what a POS they are for their opinion.
Like this, it's like this 300 long thread nonsense.
It's like my favorite thing to do is watch that unfold. So I was doing that on a Chell page, and one of the comments was they need to fix this and that. And the fact that there wasn't arena names in 19, and I was like, oh, I didn't even know that.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean,
someone add us and let us know if that's true or false.
Yeah, let us know about that one for sure.
Also, if there's no arena names in 20, I'm probably not even gonna buy it, dude.
I mean, I don't know.
To be real.
It's not real.
They're focusing on like the outdoor hockey aspect of it. I don't want to do that.
They're not just
all.
Focusing on the outdoor hockey aspect. They're focusing on like flaming bandanas to put on your USH or whatever the new game mode, like the pond hockey game mode that you're playing.
But why?
Exactly.
But why?
Exactly. It doesn't make any sense. Only 2 minutes though, because there may be some complications that I'm going to let them off the hook. But figure it out, Shell franchise.
Figure it out.
4 minutes is going to... Oh, I got to let you handle this one, buddy. You got to handle the 4 minutes here because it's ridiculous.
It's kind of a funny 4 minutes, but at the same time, it deserves a PIM. Air Canada lost Seth Jones' hockey gear when he was flying into Columbus. And
unbelievable. It,
like a couple days went by and he tweeted, he's like, Air Canada still hasn't, you know, returned my gear. What I'm thinking happened was they weren't watching anything closely and someone saw his hockey bag and was like, taking this, like,
oh dude, have you seen eBay has Seth Jones Pro Stock gear.
All new Seth Jones Pro Stock gear is on eBay. Yeah, I could totally see that as a possibility.
Watch Pro Stock Hockey have a big sale on Seth Jones
only,
gear
only Seth
only
Jones stuff.
Seth Jones stuff.
Yeah,
that'd be ridiculous.
Like Seth Jones shower bag.
It's impossible. So oh man. Yeah. So 4 minutes going to Air Canada for that big mess up, losing one of the best defensemen in the league right now, Seth Jones gear. Now 5 minutes was brought. It's oh man, this 5 minutes is just terrible. Just terrible.
Terrible.
5 minutes is going to, would we say this is the NHL's fault for doing this? This is on the NHL?
It's on somebody's. It's on somebody in the NHL, whoever's job it was to engrave the Masterton Trophy.
Yeah.
It's their fault.
So the NHL or the
ultimately it falls on the NHL, whoever approves these things, and it looks bad on them as a whole.
So 5 minutes going to the NHL as a whole for putting the wrong team name for Robin Leonard on the Masterton Trophy. Instead of putting the New York Islanders on the trophy, they put the best team in New York. They put the New York Rangers on it instead. I love seeing the Rangers on a trophy, though. It's great. But it's completely wrong because Robin Leonard, as we stated before, played for the Islanders and won the Masterton Trophy. It'd be one thing if they put the Hawks name on it, the Chicago Blackhawks, because that's where he is now.
But
I mean,
it shouldn't have been a mistake. And even he tweeted out, he's like, you had one job.
You literally had one job at NHL, and this one's for you. Big time.
Yikes.
Big time right there, bud. 5 minutes going to the NHL for messing up Robin Leonard's trophy. 4 minutes going to Air Canada for losing Seth Jones' gear. And 2 minutes going to the PIM leaders. They're racking them up again, the Chell franchise, for their, quote, upgrades in franchise mode. Boom. That was such a great PIMs of the week.
That
I
was
love
a good
that
PIMs. That was a solid PIMs.
Solid PIMs of the week.
Everyone was well-deserving of their level of PIMs, I think.
For sure. And Anthony, you know what time it is. What do you got for us, Anthony? Your setup. It is now time for Anthony Malani's setup of the week. If you couldn't tell by the music,
this week's setup of the week is centered around a word that you're gonna hear me say a couple times on this podcast.
Are you doing a tease?
Goalie tandems.
You doing a tease for later on in the show?
The setup of the week goes to a tandem this week, not just one goaltender.
A tandem,
and it's a guy that we just talked about, Robin Leonard. and Colin Delia, two goaltenders for the Chicago Blackhawks. With Corey Crawford there, it's unlikely that Delia will be up there. But with Corey Crawford being there, actually, he's probably going to get hurt pretty soon.
Yeah.
So he's due for his injury. So they probably will get to punch player. Both of these guys, Brian's guys. Let me start with Robin Leonard. Black base pad, beautiful pad. And you know what's separate? It's a little bit of a custom graphic, but it looks similar to what the optics are. But it's just a little bit of a custom. And it has green trim, which you don't see a lot of goalies do that in the Blackhawks organization. He utilized that green that the Blackhawks have, and it's absolutely perfect and beautiful. Love it.
It is really nice.
And then Colin Delia is over here.
That one's the best.
He's got the headdress feathers as the entire pad, pretty much. It's white base, but the it's a huge...
Coming out from the bottom.
Headdress. It's amazing.
It's so sick.
Brian's knocked out of the park again with two awesome custom graphics. Perfect.
You know, Flawless. Delia is a Merrimack guy. He was a Merrimack USA, with a sick big USA hockey guy.
USA hockey guy, huh?
Big USA hockey guy. He had a sick setup. I saw an Instagram post the other day of all of Delia's setups though throughout the years.
All Brian's even college?
Yeah. Nice. And it was all nice. Sick. I mean, when he played for Merrimack, Merrimack's colors are blue and like a navy blue and yellow.
Yeah.
And he had an all navy blue setup, and it had the Merrimack crest on top. Oh man, it was so sick. Colin Delia still he has a great style.
He has a great style.
100% great style.
He'll be back on the setup of the week sometime in the future again.
Yeah, for sure. Now you were discussing a word that we were supposed to be looking out for. What was that word?
You want to just get right into it?
We're getting right into it, buddy.
You want to get right into it? That word will come up in my start, sit, and call up section.
And it's time for the starts, the sits, and the call ups. Anthony, what do you got?
We don't have a drop for that, huh?
No, I don't have a drop for
that. I was anticipating the drop.
I've been
dancing to all the drops.
I just don't know.
Can we plug something in?
Oh, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Okay, all right. It's not a song, you can't jump to it, but you know.
You plugged it in. I'm happy about it.
Wait a second. Hold on. Weren't you just giving me shit and saying don't go drop happy on the show?
You drop when I tell you to drop.
You just forced me to do three drops in like 5 minutes.
You drop when I tell you to drop.
Oh, Amish is not here. You are not the producer. Amish is the producer.
Amish is MIA.
Okay.
Amish is gone. I'm just gonna go drop. I'm dropping everything.
Just drop happy. Just go drop down everything. On board. All right. What do you got for your start, sit, call ups, buddy?
All right. Let's start with my sit.
Okay.
My sit's something that you're probably gonna hate.
We're actually going over this later. I already hate it.
But I'm sitting preseason rankings. The NHL's coming up with all their preseason top centers, top wingers, whatever. It's so early to tell. Like, I don't care who you think is going to be good. I just don't care.
Yeah,
who you think is going to be good, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to me. Well, what matters to me is who is good, who I see, who passes the eyeball test in preseason, and who looks good at the beginning of the season and throughout. That's what I care. I don't care so much about, oh, this guy is going to be the number one. Like, no, he's not.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
I understand that. Now, question, though, are those – I don't have the NHL Network. I can't see what they are.
I don't watch the NHL Network because I don't have it either.
Yeah, but if are they the rankings from what they were last season? Like what last season was and where the top wingers and centers rank?
I mean, that's probably what they go by.
Or is it a preseason? Because I could definitely understand where you're coming from if it's
– I think it's a mix of both. I think it's that they take what they've done and apply it to what they think is going to happen, you know, this season. Either way, it's before the season. It's before anything meaningful has happened, and I don't look too much into it. You know,
you said I'd hate you for this. I actually like that you did this because it's a tease for what we've got coming up later, because we are going to be reviewing the top wingers that was released from the NHL Network.
Yeah.
But I actually am happy for this, but not happy because you always seem to screw up what like the start, sit, call up order.
I'm not good at surprising.
You just go wherever the hell you want.
I'm a wild card.
That's fair.
Wild card.
What else do you? I don't want to say what's your start or what's your sit.
Let's go to my start. I'm starting Eddie Lack.
Okay.
He came out with a tweet saying he's got to take a break from pro hockey for a while, let his body heal up. But in the meantime, he's going to be the goaltending coach for Arizona State University.
As a volunteer, by the way.
I think that is awesome.
It is.
So awesome. They're going to get the goaltending there is going to be just immersed in wonderful NHL, AHL knowledge. Eddie Lack, he's played at multiple levels of pro hockey. He's played internationally. He knows the game.
That experience.
Also, great style.
Dude, no, that's what I was just about
great
to say.
Great style.
It's not fair because ASU's team already has six styles. They have three sets of CCM E-Flex 4. CCM E-Flex 4 pads.
They're just nasty.
And that are already sick.
Nasty.
And now with Eddie Lack coming in, he's a Brian's guy, though.
He is a Brian's guy. Which is why he has such good style.
But still,
it's
six style, and now he's bringing the six style to ASU, who already has six style. It's gonna be great. It's just it's a match made in heaven, right there,
absolutely.
Buddy.
Absolutely.
What do you got for your call up?
I'm gonna end with my call up.
I don't even know where you are.
Bring
right
it back
now.
To goalie tandems. I'm calling up goalie tandems.
I was hoping you started with that.
No, I wanted to end with it because everyone was expecting it. Wild card.
Wild card.
I'm ending with my call up for goalie tandems. I'm calling them up because I want to see more of them. I think we've seen them be successful in recent years in the NHL, so I want to call out more goalie tandems. Binnington.
We've got one in New York.
Yeah, we've got one in New York. Jordan Binnington technically wasn't part of a goalie tandem this past year, but he started playing at his games at the NHL level in January. So I feel like even that, like the main point I think of goalie tandems is it keeps both goalies fresh and it keeps them both competing with each other. And I think in today's NHL that's been working. So I would love to see more of it.
I agree. I mean, it's
we saw it on the island this year.
I was just
going to say that Robin Leonard was fantastic this year, but, Thomas Greiss had an excellent year and I think he played over 30 games.
He did.
That's awesome. I think, and they were successful. Leonard had his best year of his career. I really think that is something that the NHL going forward, NHL teams need to look at going forward.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. I mean,
you saw it in Boston too, right?
Yeah, with Halak.
Yeah, Halak. Halak was very important for them throughout the season. Tuukka got the reins in the playoffs. Of course, I think one goalie should make the playoff run.
Yes,
but during the regular season, I really think that teams who used two goalies more often and getting a guy 30 games, I think that's awesome. I think that more teams should do that, and I think it's more healthy
for the goaltenders.
It's starting to be backed by research. We're saying it works.
Yeah,
it's relatively new, but the research is starting to be there. Where hey, we're successful under this system, and I think more teams are going to use it. And I really think they should.
That's fair. That was for sure. Good start, sits and call ups for you. Even though it was like way out of order. I still don't even remember what order you just went. Like everywhere.
Just know that it was wild card.
Wild card.
You get the wild card drop.
Okay. And that's from Sunny. It's Sunny with the. It's Always Sunny, right?
It's Always Sunny. Yes.
Yeah.
You should. First of all, you need to watch that show because it's awesome.
That show sucks.
Everyone needs to
tweet at Vinny Powerplay
because he
at me bring the heat.
He does not understand the awesomeness of
two shows. Two shows, worst shows in the world. It's Always Sunny. And The Office.
Two shows. First of all, The Office is amazing.
Come at me.
The Office is only second to It's Always Sunny.
And I don't even hate it, but I just hate. I hate how everyone loves it.
It's a great show.
It's not okay.
It's the best.
Yeah.
Besides It's Always Sunny.
It's time for my starts, sits, call ups here, buddy. And I'm going in order this time here. Wow, nice burp.
That's what I have to think about your order.
At least you're not blowing your nose on the pod like you said you would. Oh, God. Just big paper. Oh, all the paper. Just rub. Ugh, boogers everywhere. Gross. Yeah. I am starting Roberto Luongo, Bobby Lou himself, getting his number retired by the Florida Panthers. It is a great tribute, a well-deserved tribute.
Absolutely.
He started in the early 2000s with the Florida Panthers. Throwing out some cat stats here, bud. Some cat stats for Bobby Lou here. 572 games, a .919 save percentage, a .261 goals against average, 11 years with the team. He was phenomenal with the Florida Panthers. He is someone that he wanted to come to Florida when he left. He wanted to leave Vancouver, and the only place he wanted to go was the Florida Panthers. He is Florida Panthers hockey, in my opinion. Like when you, Anthony, let me hear your take here, hopefully it's not because I just said it, but when I say Florida Panthers hockey, what's the first player you think of in history?
Probably my favorite Panther
other than Pavel
of all time is Pavel.
Other than Pavel Bure.
It's Pavel. I mean the Beezer.
Okay, god damn it.
The Beezer, who are you thinking of?
Roberto Luongo.
No.
Who I'm talking about?
Roberto Luongo is awesome. And I'm happy his number's getting retired, but he's definitely not the first player. He's probably the first, like, five or six players to think of.
Would you say Roberto Luongo's Florida Panther career was better than John Van Beesbrook's Florida Panther career?
No. The Beezer took him to the Cup.
Oh, that's fair.
They lost the cup, but he took them there.
That's fair. Okay, that's
I think
fair.
Bobby Lou, did he? They won. No, they never even won. They made it to the playoffs, but never won a round.
Yeah, no, he wasn't. Yeah.
Yeah, they lost in seven in overtime to the Islanders.
Was he the goalie, though?
Yes, he was.
He was?
Yes, he was.
Okay, that's fair. Roberto Luongo is my start, though, because it's a well-deserved jersey retirement, and I have an honorary sit here. I have an honorary sit that has to tie into that. I'm sitting Vancouver for not announcing anything, any type of appreciation towards Roberto Luongo.
He did take them to the cup.
He did take them to the cup.
And it was not his fault that they lost
Exactly. He did take
them
to the cup.
It was Elaine's fault.
Elaine. He's in Philly now, so I'm hoping that he has the same effect in Philly.
He and Hazy.
Well, oh, man.
The thing about Philly... Well,
okay,
you know,
right, that's,
you know,
that's a different time.
The thing about Philly is something we'll get into a different time.
Yeah, that's a different time here, bud.
But
that's
there is a thing.
Yeah,
that's... We'll get into it another time.
Definitely. So my honorary sit, though... Yeah, I'm sitting the Vancouver Canucks for not even announcing anything. That's my honorary sit.
That's a fair sit.
My actual sit, though, is from what I've seen on the... In the news world of the hockey world, not many RFAs have actually been offered. I discussed this on the last show. I gave the fact that there was no signings a PIM.
Yeah.
And now I'm giving it a sit to the fact that there are players out there that haven't even been offered.
Laine.
Rantanen has not even been offered from Colorado. Patrick Laine, you are just blowing in the
I'm not even blowing. I'm just
your mustache is just hitting the
I'm making sure I'm making sure I'm not snotting all over the microphone.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. It's still gross, though. I'm sitting the fact that there's players that haven't even been offered yet by their teams. It's ridiculous. Now, I have a few things that I wanted to discuss, though, with this RFA market, and I'm going to jump into it here in my sits because I'm seeing this and it's absurd.
Go ahead.
And it ties into it.
Go ahead.
I read an article from The Athletic today discussing the what's going on with the RFA market and the fact that no one's been offered and no big names have been signed. And they discussed the fact that it's a waiting game. And I wanted to see if you agreed with that. That a big RFA like Mitch Marner is basically the first domino. And once he signs, then everyone else is going to sign. Do you agree? Do you think that that's what's going to end up happening?
Not necessarily, because every team is so different with what they have available, but who they've already signed.
But those players
you're saying that, okay, once like a market price is set, everyone will fall in line based on that market price?
Yes.
That makes a little more sense to me. Be like, oh, if Marner only got eight, Laine is not getting eight. Laine is probably going to get six. Like,
yeah.
Those are low numbers. I know. Those are low numbers. I'm just saying in relation to Marner, it'd be stupid for Winnipeg to think that Laine is worth as much more than Marner.
And this is where I want, where in the article they stated something about Charlie McAvoy, and he had a guy. I don't know what this meant, but they had, McAvoy's guy is
referring
what,
to his agent.
It didn't say agent, though.
It said guy. Okay.
And they said agents for throughout the
everyone
article.
Everyone else, but
so I don't
McAvoy's
know what
he's just got a guy. He doesn't have an agent. He's just got a guy.
So this is what it said. McAvoy's guy, according to The Athletic, says once Ivan Provorov of the Philadelphia Flyers signs in Philly, he says I have to get more. That's what is an executive said whoever signs second is going to get more than who signs first, no matter who it is. That's a pretty obvious statement, but the fact that that is why we're seeing this RFA
standoff.
Stalemate a word? Did I say that right?
Stalemate's a word.
Oh,
and
good shit.
And you used it correctly.
Oh, good shit. Wait for it. I got a drop for this one.
I am the smartest man alive.
For once, it wasn't the fail drop.
That is not deserved here. But no, I mean this RFA market, this RFA standoff. It's whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
It's worse this year.
History
than I
making.
Remember. Like,
it's
never
history
remember.
Making.
It's terrible.
And this horrible. Is the waiting game between all the RFAs is what it's coming down to, I think.
Do you think it starts at the top with Marner?
I do. I do really think it starts at the top with Marner.
I agree.
Once Marner signs that deal, then it's boom right there. But I've heard talks that Marner is waiting on the Rantanen deal.
Yeah.
So like he wants to judge that. I mean, it's a never ending saga, and it ties.
It's like we're like midway through the year.
And something else through the Athletic article that I read was talking about the fact that I will get into the RFA talk a little bit more later. I've talked a lot about it.
Okay.
Oh man, and now my call up, and this is another heated talk here, bud. The Starts its call ups are taking over. I'm sorry. I am calling up not the white gloves in general that were released with the Buffalo Sabres sweaters, 50th anniversary sweaters. I'm calling up opinions on the white gloves. I want to hear, I'm calling up the opinions. I want to hear what everyone's thoughts are on the white gloves, including yours. But first, I want to bring up, I want to ask a question. What do you think of Vegas's white gloves?
I actually am okay with Vegas's white gloves.
Exactly.
But I do not like Buffalo's white gloves.
I don't normally like white gloves.
You know what it is? I think it's Buffalo's gloves. They're like, I'm looking at them here. They're
kind of
like,
similar to Vegas's.
No, they're like
gold. They're pretty similar to Vegas's.
Look. Yeah, I guess they're just like, they're too white. I feel like Vegas has more gold in theirs.
Yeah, the gold at the
fingertips.
Where
these are just like shockingly Vegas white. They like blend in with the jersey.
Yeah,
Vegas, I don't like it.
Vegas has more gold on the fingertips, I believe.
Yeah, but I like that. That's perfectly fine. I wish that Buffalo would have went with like a dark blue.
The jerseys are sick, though.
The jerseys are awesome.
The jerseys are real sick.
These are awesome jerseys.
They've got all their logos on the neck.
Yeah.
It's sick, dude.
Yeah, it's very cool. The third jerseys are awesome.
But I'm calling up opinions on the white gloves. What do you, the listeners at home, think about white gloves in hockey? We see the Vegas Golden Knights have it. We now see the Buffalo Sabres have it. I mean, maybe we'll see Seattle have it. We'll see about that. But I want to hear it. I was okay with the Vegas's, but I don't think I'm okay with Buffalo's. I'd have to see it in games. Mm. So let me hear your thoughts on the white gloves. That's my call.
Toronto
up.
Had white gloves.
For the Winter Classic.
For like one game.
For their Winter Classic sweaters, they had the blue sweaters. But that was blue sweaters with white gloves, though.
White gloves, though, either.
I was a little bit more okay with that because it was blue sweaters on a white glove.
I think Vegas is the exception, though, not the rule.
That's fair.
In general, I don't think white gloves look good with the uniforms, but Vegas pulls it off.
Yeah, that is fair. That is my start sits call ups. That is Anthony's start sits call ups. Woo! Oh man, that popped. Wow, that was I think my most in depth start sit call up that I've ever had. Just letting you know, Jesus Christ, dude, you're digging for gold with that.
I don't want to blow my nose while we're doing this, so I'm just like.
You want to give me an honorary...
I'm just keeping the snot out of my face,
basically. You want to give me an honorary PIM for not having tissues?
I didn't expect you to have tissues.
No, that's fair.
PIMs are things that like people don't do that I would expect them to do.
That's fair. Now, Anthony, it is time for a brand new segment. Oh, man, I kind of have a drop for this. Let's see if I can do this here. Let's see. That is the Price is Right theme song, and the game is buying and selling here.
Okay.
We are buying and selling. I've got a few topics here that I want to talk about, and I want to see if you're buying or selling. The first one ties into what we just talked about, and it's the RFA market. According to that Athletic article that I read, it stated that Toronto is the reason for most RFAs that haven't been signed. The quote says, Toronto signed two contracts that are insane. It makes it look like there's a new market and the players are like, maybe I'm not Matthews, but what's the gap? That's what one executive said, according to The Athletic.
Okay.
Now, are you buying or selling that Toronto is the reason why we have not seen RFAs be signed?
I'm absolutely buying that.
100% buying?
I'm absolutely buying that because first of all, everyone's going to have a higher opinion of what they should get paid than what they should get paid. So if a guy sees Marner getting paid, like a guy like Laine sees Marner or Matthews getting paid, he's thinking I'm just as good as Matthews. That's the money I want, but he's not.
Yeah,
he's,
I mean that's
he doesn't deserve that type of money. And honestly, it's dumb for your team as a player. It's dumb to put your team into that situation.
Yeah.
Where they're gonna pay him and not be able to pay other people that they need to be successful.
And now I can bring in another sport here. And it's the NFL and Tom Brady with the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
He has taken multiple pay cuts just to give his team a little bit more money to bring
in. So he can have
more
weapons.
Exactly. And I mean, you see him, he has six rings. Yeah. So, I mean,
he sure does.
That is a very good point. And
he's
I mean, it says, like I said, an executive, according to the Athletic article, said that players are thinking, maybe I'm not Matthews, but what's the gap? And that's what players are wanting to see. They're not wanting the Matthews.
For most players, is a pretty large gap between
exactly
them and what Matthews can bring to the table. regular season and playoffs wise.
So you're buying. So you're buying that Toronto is one of the is probably the main reason why the RFA market is still at that standoff.
I feel like players are looking at the Matthews contract, the JT contract, and thinking, okay, well, if they got that money with the new CBA,
and you're a beautiful person here because that ties me into my next buy and sell. It's a Toronto theme here right now.
Let's go.
I saw an article on TSN, or Sportsnet, I should say, Sportsnet, that said, it was an article titled, "Is Mitch Marner on the same level as John Tavares and Austin Matthews? Are you buying or selling that Mitch Marner is on the same level as those two players?"
I am also buying that.
You're buying that? Wow.
What I'm not, okay, don't hear what I'm not saying.
Okay. I don't hear anything because you're not saying anything.
Listen, I don't think... Okay, I think he's as good as Matthews.
Okay.
I think he's as good as JT. Marner's... I think he's a little more underrated.
Okay.
The guy's got not only skills as an offensive powerhouse with his shot, but he can set plays up.
Spoiler alert.
He sees the ice very well.
Spoiler alert. NHL Network ranked him fifth. He ranked him fifth in the top 20.
That's pretty high.
Yeah.
That's pretty high.
We'll talk about that a little later.
I will say this. With the money that JT and Matthews are making, Marner can't make that because he already has two teammates making $15 million a year.
So you're buying that Mitch Marner is on the same level as John Tavares and Austin Matthews.
I'm buying he's on the same level. I'm telling you he needs to ask for less money.
No. I'm just talking about skill level here. About skill level that Austin Matthews, John Tavares, and Mitch Marner, there is no skill gap.
Hot take, I think Marner is better than Matthews.
Really?
Overall player?
Oh, man.
I think Matthews may be the better snipper.
Oh, okay.
Overall player, the way he sees the game and how I think everything on the ice moves a lot slower for him.
Yeah.
Even than Matthews. I feel like he has that ability, that game-breaking ability to make that... To get defenders to latch onto him, to get guys open, to spring guys open, to make that pass.
That's fair.
To set up a whole play, not just take a shot.
That's fair.
And that's taking nothing away from Matthews, who is awesome in his own right.
Yeah. No,
I'm just saying I think Marner is even better. I think he's a little more underrated just because there's not as much of a story behind him. You know, Matthews played in Europe when he was 17, came over here. There's a big story behind Matthews and why he's so great, and he is great. I think Marner just edges him a little bit on overall play.
I would have to disagree. I think that Marner is a little bit less than a little bit less, not far apart.
That's fair. I know I'm in the minority of thinking when it comes to that. I know that.
Yeah.
It's just I'm telling you from what I've seen.
Yeah, I just think he's a little bit less. I think that the fact that they have those players around Mitch, I think the players help make Mitch Marner who he is. I don't think the players help make JT and Austin Matthews the players they are. Next, buy and sell. I've got two more for you before we get into our wingers review here. Aaron Ekblad came out and said that the Panthers are the team to beat this season. I love the confidence. I love it. But are you buying or selling?
I'm selling that all day. A wise man once said, to be the man, you got to beat the man. And the Panthers haven't beat anybody. They haven't beat anybody.
In a while.
They're not the team to beat at all. Bob is a great goalie.
Yes.
He definitely gives them a chance.
Is he an upgrade from Roberto Luongo?
Absolutely. He's an upgrade from Roberto Luongo. Taking nothing away from Bobby's career, but in his later years, he wasn't the guy we saw in Vancouver. He wasn't the guy we saw when the Panthers made the playoffs.
Yes.
They definitely upgraded at the position. They've made a couple of other moves I think will make them competitive. They might make the playoffs, maybe. But maybe I'm thinking maybe they'll slip in a wild card
spot. But they're not the
spot.
Team to beat. They're not even the team to beat in the Atlantic.
I'm selling the idea that they're the team that anyone's worried about at all.
Yeah, that's fair. Aaron Ekblad, I think that was maybe a little bit more confidence by Aaron Ekblad and hyping up the team there. But he said in the statement, as his answer to the interview, he said that because of all the acquisitions that they had this season or this offseason between Bobrovsky, what's the kid's name from Boston that they got? Poor form. I don't remember.
Achari.
Noel Achari. That's it. They were able to acquire or sign him and Bob and Brett Connolly from Washington. I don't think those moves are what makes you the team to beat, though. So I'm also selling that. And this last one here is a Ranger one for you, buddy. It's a Ranger one. I talked about on the last show that I was on my own for. I talked about the top 20 centers in the league. I talked about Mika Zibanejad, how he should have been in the top 20 centers. Are you buying or selling that Mika Zibanejad is a top 20 center?
I'm looking at the list
that's the
wingers, of...
That's the wings, Liddy.
The top, well, the then wings. I'm looking at the top 20 wings, so I'm not looking at the top 20 centers.
You're not even...
I don't know who the top 20 centers, if according to the NHL, are.
If you were to...
So I don't know for sure. I don't think I'd put him there, though.
You wouldn't.
I don't think I'd put him there.
Really?
No.
Now I will say that there are some players that were on there not Austin Matthews, that Mika Zibanejad had more points than throughout the season.
Okay.
And that that was my case and
that's
my
a,
argument
that's
for.
A fair, I heard. I heard.
Yeah.
I heard you.
Oh, you actually. Oh, okay. Cool.
I listened to the pod.
So yeah, no, he had more points than a few players, including Elias Pettersson, who was number 20 on that list, and I was not okay with that.
Yeah. No. I think Pettersson has the edge because. This may be a little backwards.
1 year, though.
But because he's
a little too soon?
No, I think they saw a lot in him in his rookie year.
Okay.
I think he's going to be a monster for Vancouver.
Yeah.
He already was in his rookie season. He was awesome.
So you're selling that Mika Zibanejad as a top 20 setter?
Selling that,
top 25?
Maybe top 25. Maybe top 25.
Oh, here it is.
We have an Amish
here button. It is. Here it is.
The producer coming in 30 minutes late here.
Live on the pod. Amish Mike rolling through. He's
Mike,
a busy person.
He looks
he's on the
good,
phone.
Though. He looks good.
He's working out. He's working on negotiations for the pod. Sponsors, future sponsors right
I
there.
I think
bud.
He's talking to his mom.
Oh, she's a nice lady.
Nice lady.
Very nice lady.
Wonderful woman.
So you're selling Mika Zibanejad as a top 20 center. What about top 25? Still selling?
Maybe I'll give him top 25.
Maybe you'll give him top 25.
Maybe
that's
I'll
fair.
Top 25.
That's fair.
But top 20, maybe a little much.
That was The Price is Right by itself. Beautiful.
That went on for a while.
Dude, it's such a long song.
We got lost in our dance there. We got lost dancing in the song there.
We got to get video. We got to get video
we
now.
Do. I think we can get a video. But what we'd have to do, I think, maybe to get a video.
Move the table around.
Move the table in the center.
Yeah.
And we would be on opposite sides.
Yeah.
And the camera would be at the head of the table.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Now, Anthony.
Coming soon, everyone.
Coming soon, the Power Play Podcast YouTube show. But it is now time for the main event of the show. It is time for the Wingers Review. The NHL Network released a top 20 Wingers list, and we're here to break it down 1 through 20. Here we go, Anthony. I sense you already have some hostility here for 1 through 5 in the order. It is going 1, Nikita Kucherov, 2, Patrick Kane, 3, Alexander Ovechkin, 4, Brad Marchand, and 5, Mitch Marner. What are your thoughts here, buddy?
I think all these are top 5 guys. These are the top
this
5.
This is the top 5.
I would just put them in a different order. I don't have great disdain for it. I just don't like the order they're in. I would put it Ovi, Marchand, Marner, Kucherov, Kane.
Now we have someone here in the show. I think we already did. We discuss. I don't think we recorded the Amish part.
Okay. No. Okay. we have Amish here, who's obviously thinking Kucherov is number one.
The producer.
He's wearing a bit of rose colored glasses here because he's a Tampa fan, which I understand.
So you have.
But listen to me. Ovechkin should be number one. The fact that he's number three is stupid.
I'm okay with that.
That's unbelievable. He's literally can score a goal every two shifts, the guy could score a goal.
Yes.
Like, he's unreal. There's no one you'd want to... Okay, if there's a gun to your head, you need to score a goal.
See,
who are you choosing here?
I'm okay with
Alexander Ovechkin.
I'm okay with Ovechkin.
In recent years, he's been a better two-way player. So not only is he scoring goals, but he has learned how to play in his own end.
The guy's
number one.
The Barry Trotz.
Thank you to Barry Trotz.
So wait a second. No, hold on here. So you have Ovechkin number one. You would have Ovechkin number one. Ovechkin number one. Who's two and three?
Marshy's number two.
Marshy's
number two.
Kane three?
No, Kane is four. Marner's three.
So you
I got
have
Marner at
you
three.
You have Kucherov at five.
I'm
you would
very,
have Kucherov
I'm very,
at five.
I'm very high on Marner, maybe higher than most, but so, I think he's number. I definitely think he's number three, and he's close.
So
he's close to Marchand. I'd
why
say.
Would you put Kucherov that low?
I mean, number four is very high. He's still he's still number
you said
four.
Five. You said five.
No, four. Kane
you
is five. No, I didn't.
What did Amish? No. Do you have?
No, I never said no.
Amish
you guys weren't listening.
Amish just said it, dude.
Roll the tape. We'll roll the tape
later.
Are
you going to argue with Amish?
Okay, yes. We'll
are
roll
you
the tape
arguing
later.
With
we'll
Amish?
Roll the tape later. I never said Kucherov. I said Kucherov 4,
so Kucherov
Kane 4, 5.
And 3 is Marner. So why Kucherov at four?
First of all, four is still very high. He's the fourth best winger in the entire NHL.
Quit pandering here. Let's go. Why do you think Kucherov is not number one?
It's not so much.
He's number one on the list.
It's not so much of what I don't think about him as what I do think about the three guys ahead of him.
So Amish, come in here. And
I think Kucherov, as good as he is, benefits from being on a great team. Ovechkin is on a good team. But for years and years, I mean, he's been the guy carrying all the weight.
So what separates Marner and Kucherov then? Because Marner is also having the benefit of being on a great team.
The same thing that separates Marner and Kucherov is the same thing I mentioned earlier that separates Marner and Matthews.
Yes.
His ability to see the game, his ability to set his teammates up and make everyone on the ice better, the ability to draw defenders in, which Kucherov also does. It's not a knock on Kucherov. It's just I think Marner does it better.
So Amish is stirring over here. Let's get Amish's take.
I see Amish.
So
rebuttal.
Defend your boy here. Defend your boy. Your boy's listed at number one. Anthony doesn't think it's the case. What do you think?
It does stretch.
It stretches very far.
You gotta lean in.
Baby. It stretches very far.
I don't want to lean in.
He wants to get close to you.
I do.
Right here. Is that good?
Beautiful.
All right. Cool.
Why do you think Kucherov deserves to be number one? And what's your thoughts on what Anthony just said?
I mean, number one. I mean, I think he deserves number one just based off his points totals alone.
Oh. I got you there, bud.
Like, you scored 128 points in the one season. That's the most since the lockout of, like, 04, 05.
Stats.
The most by any Russian player.
Stats. He's got stats.
I mean, like, he's got some records right there.
He's got stats.
I'm not.
But I don't.
I'm not disputing his stats.
No. I can't really.
He's a great player.
I can't defend maybe, like, his defensive abilities. He does a great job defensively, but compared to the others, I really can't, like, speak for him on that, but. Offensively, he definitely was above the rest of the guys.
Definitely a game-changing talent in Kucherov, 100%.
Thank you, Amish.
I think everyone in the top five is a game-changing talent.
That's fair.
It's not about... I try to tell you guys. You guys are all hot and bothered by this.
We're very hot and bothered.
Hot and bothered. It's not about what Kucherov isn't. It's what the other guys are, in my opinion. The other three are, in my opinion. Ovi, Marchand, and Marner.
Okay. All right. So you're fine with that top five. Now, next is Leon Draisaitl, Johnny Hockey... Artemi Panarin, New York Ranger, Artemi Panarin.
Why is Antti Raanta in the
it's
top
not,
five
It's not. It's
Rantanen.
It's Rantanen, yeah. It's Rantanen and then Pasta.
I know.
Rounding out the top 10.
I know.
Now, my question at the end of that was, would you move anyone into that top five that's outside of the top five?
No.
Not even Pasta?
No.
Not even Johnny Hockey?
Nope. I'd have Pasta higher than 10, but I wouldn't have him in number five.
I would have Johnny Hockey over Leon Draisaitl, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Same. I'd have Leon Draisaitl outside the top 10, to be honest.
I think I'd have Leon Draisaitl outside the top 15.
Yeah. Ooh. He had a very good season, but he also had the benefit of playing with Connor McDavid.
But when we get to 11 through 15, so, we're going to say some names.
So let's,
that is going to make you be like, why is Leon Draisaitl in the top 10?
All right, let's get to that here. So the top outside the top 10, we're looking at Blake Wheeler,
yeah.
Claude Giroux,
Claude.
Mark Stone, Vladimir Tarasenko,
Big Vladdy Daddy,
Big Vlad, Stanley Cup champion,
absolutely.
Vladimir Tarasenko,
absolutely,
and number 15, Taylor Hall.
He's the most underrated.
He's the snub here.
To me, putting him at 15 is a snub, but the reason he's at 15 is because he missed most of last year.
See, I would.
That's the reason, and I get it.
I get it. I would say Vladimir Tarasenko would be in the top 10. If I'm taking anyone out of the top 10, I might be taking maybe Draisaitl for Tarasenko.
Same. I think I would put Draisaitl probably at 13, maybe 12, maybe 12.
12?
12. I think I'd put him at 12.
So you'd put him right ahead of Giroux, Claude?
I think I'd put him right ahead of Claude.
I would put him right outside the top 10, to be honest. I would put him at 11. You shift everyone down.
It's close.
Maybe Hall would definitely get the bump. I mean,
It's just not everyone gets to play with
the best player in the
Connor
game.
Connor McDavid,
I mean,
you know.
It's just not fair.
Yeah, to me is a huge part of it. But you know what? He's gonna continue to get his points because of McDavid.
Yeah, McDavid.
McDavid, and you can't blame him for getting his points. I hope he does get his points. He's doing what he's supposed to do there,
yeah,
which is good. I'm not mad at him for that.
Yeah, no.
I just think that as far as like wingers go overall, his overall skill sets, I wouldn't put him in the top 10.
Yeah, and the thing that jumped out to me on in that is the Taylor Hall thing, which is concerning, but obviously the injuries.
The injuries are there. It makes sense with the fact that he's been hurt, that he's in the top 15 for this. But it's another reason why I'm not a huge fan of preseason ranking.
This is last season. Let's go off of saying of thinking that this is
from based last season. It's not based off last season because Hall was not a top 15 anything last season.
When he was playing, he was. So I
for
mean,
the
that's,
month he played, this
I,
is
I
not,
guess it's fair.
This is not based on last year. It can't be.
It has. I think it is.
It can't be because Hall didn't play very much last year.
It's tough. So moving down, rounding out the list here, we got Jonathan Huberdeau, Matthew Tkachuk, Gabriel Landeskog, Patrick Laine, and Phil the Thrill Kessel. Are you okay with that rounding out the list? And do you think anyone is that's not on the list that should be on the list?
Yeah, I would take Patrick Laine out of the top 20.
You would take Patrick Laine. A really rough season for Patrick
Laine. He was streaky.
He was.
He started hot, just went icy, just icy, icy.
Yeah.
Floundered in the playoffs. Just not impressive.
Yeah, I agree.
Not impressive, and definitely not impressive when he's wanting to get paid.
And who would you throw in to replace Patrick Laine?
I'm looking at him right here. It's not this guy. No, sorry.
It's not Alex DeBrinket?
Sorry, I like Alex DeBrinket, but I would replace him with Joe Pavelski. With Joe Pavelski this year. I think he's going to have an awesome year with the Stars. I think the Stars are going to be very good as a team. I think he's going to be a huge part of that. And I think I'd put him ahead of Phil, Laine. Yeah, he might be at 19 then.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
I think he would actually just slip right into Laine's spot here because I do like Landeskog and Tkachuk and Jonathan Huberdeau.
You like Huberdeau at 16?
Yeah.
You're okay with Huberdeau at 16? That's fair.
He's maybe more an underrated player because he plays in Florida, but he's awesome.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's definitely fair. I can definitely see the fact that you would throw in Pavelski into that spot. I don't have a problem with that. No. I actually don't have a problem with slotting Pavs for Laine.
Yeah, it's an easy decision because I don't think Laine deserves to be top 20, maybe even top 25, because I think I'd also put DeBrincat ahead of him.
So now this is
overall skill set. I think DeBrincat brings more to the table overall.
This is my final question regarding the top 20 here, and this is actually going to make you think because I don't think you have you were thinking that I was going to hit you with this question here for the top 20. Now I want to know from you, who do you think just missed the top 20 that is going to be in the top 20 next year? Because I mean, Joe Pavelski is getting older. He is getting older.
I still think he's going to be one of those guys.
Who else do you think? Maybe a younger guy.
A guy like Jake Guentzel.
Okay, that's fair.
Jake Guentzel is probably...
His role is going to be...
He's probably right there. He's playing with a lot of good players. He's going to get the points.
He's going to have to step up this year, too, with the lack of Phil Kessel.
Yeah, I think it'll be his time in Pittsburgh to prove one way or the other. And I think he's a good player. I think even without playing with the talent he's played with, I think he's a good standalone player. I think he can go to any team and help them out.
Yeah, and I think this is where Alex DeBrinket's name comes into play.
Absolutely.
For me. I think we do see Alex DeBrinket maybe make that jump into the top 20 here.
I think
next
he'll
season.
Make a more definitive jump. I think he'll be top 15.
Top 15.
I think he'll be top 15. Going into next year. Okay, I think he'll be a top 15 winger this year.
You heard it here, folks. Oh, wow. You think he should have been a top 15 winger this year?
No. I'm saying this season, I think he'll be a top 15
winger.
Based on what he's done, I can see him being more of on the bubble.
Yeah, like a 25
guy. I think at the end of this year, there's no way going into the next season that they can put him outside of the top 15.
Yeah, that's fair.
And if they do, you know.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
We'll be talking about it next
year in the same spot talking about the same thing. What the lists come out to be? There's going to be another list that's released probably this upcoming week with the top defensemen. So we'll be covering that next show along with a ton more content. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another edition of the Power Play Podcast. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at the Power Play Pod. Don't forget to get your tickets. You can message me directly or tweet at the show or however you want to contact us.
Yep.
Contact us for the tickets to the 8th annual Hockey for the House Ronald McDonald House Charity Game at the Jacksonville Ice and Sportsplex August 31st. Forced. Is that what I said before? Forced?
The August 24th. at 4 p.m.
So August 31st at 4 p.m. $10. Message me for the ticket.
That's racist.
Oh, you're terrible.
And this is our last show, everyone. I want to thank you for being a part of this.
Oh, man.
We're going down with the violence here. Yikes.
Support the pod. Support the charities. Come check out the game. On that note, folks, thank you for tuning in. Have a good night or day whenever you're listening.
See ya.
I control when the show starts and when it doesn't start. So if I just want to go...
Then I will leave.
You won't leave, you bitch.
I will leave. I will leave. Start the show.
Okay. You want me to start the show?
Yeah, start the show.
You want me to start the show?
Start the show.
Start the show.
Let's go.
All right. You ready?
Come on. Hey, we all go in.
Oh, I got to take me down. I didn't realize you were going to go that loud.
That's how loud
that's
you go.
That's a rookie
that's
mistake.
That's how loud you go. But I talk like a normal person. You're just yelling into the mic the whole damn show.
Guess what? I'm a professional, so when I start yelling, I go like this.
Except you don't because
I do.
You don't
I
know.
Do. I do. I do right now. I'm doing it right now. I'm yelling right
you
now.
You don't know when you're yelling because you're always talking so loud.
That's fair. All right. I can't keep any of that.
Why?
I'm kidding.
That's good.
That's just a long step I'm going to have.